This week, the 2022 First Nation Arts Awards will be announced on NITV and streaming online, celebrating the outstanding work of First Nations artists. The event will happen on Friday, marking the start of National Reconciliation Week, recognizing the work of young and senior First Nations artists. But not only is it about art, it's also a recognition for mentorship and education for future artists. I started asking First Nations Program Manager from the Australia Council for the Arts, Michael Hutchings, about the events this week.
Well, the First Nations Art Awards are delivered by the Australia Council, marking the anniversary of the 1967 referendum for First Nations people to be able to vote on May 27th. So it's obviously also the start of Reconciliation Week. But the awards are really about the recognition and the celebration of amazing First Nations artists across the country, but from all generations, from emerging through to established through to, you know, lifetime achievement awards, being the Red Ochres, which is one of the pinnacle awards for First Nations artists anywhere in this country. It's about a reward for, you know, your service to culture, art and community across First Nations and Australian art and cultural landscape. Sometimes generations.
So as you mentioned, the awards will recognize First Nations artists under different categories. So we'll go with through each one, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
As you mentioned, the first one is the Red Ochre Award. Could you please tell us more about it?
The Red Ochre Award is awarded to a male and female senior artist each year. The award, it pays tribute to a senior Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person or First Nations person for basically a lifetime achievement award in the arts, both nationally and usually internationally as well. Then we have the Dreaming Award, which recognises inspirational young artists between the ages of 80 and 30 to support a major body of work. And then we have, which is one we've only been doing for the last couple of years, which is two Emerging Career Development Awards, which is much more flexible. It's really aimed towards professional development, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a piece. It can be mentoring, or it could be education, or we have one winner going to Stanford University this year to study experimental music. So it's quite broad, but we also have a Fellowship Award, which is awarded across council to different art forms, and we have one for First Nations artists, which is an $80,000 award that supports a art professional to work on an extensive two-year project.
So you mentioned the Emerging Career Development Award is to give mentorship or education to First Nation artists as well. Do you have any example of what's one of the people who have received this award?
Last year, one example is Jazz Money, who is a poet and experimental artist. So that was her to develop some projects and some works for a book and an exhibition, because she's becoming a renowned poet. But what we liked about her work is she's very much a young artist involved in exploring, you know, different art forms and how to mix them together, you know, multimedia, but also exploring language. And First Nations language that is often, as we know, has often been lost. So she's reinterpreting into modern art forms.
Now, why is it important for us non-Indigenous people to acknowledge and celebrate First Nations artists across the country?
It's important because obviously the First Nations artists are, you know, the longest surviving civilization on Earth, and that should be celebrated in itself. But I think what's really important about First Nations art, which should be across all societies, is the fact that First Nations art is integral to the whole society of First Nations people. Not just, you know, it's not just put in the box. It's integral to communication, to language, to religion, to science, to the whole community. And I think that is there's a good example of that. One of our Red Ochre winners last year, Yorna Ulungudja from the West Kimberleys, he is not only a designer and illustrator and painter, he's a cultural leader, and he has access to certain symbols and certain ways of working that is honourable to his people and his culture. So I think it's a celebration of art being integral to society.
Now, where can we watch the event to see the winners?
Well, this is our third partnership with NITV, which is the First Nations station on SBS. So that'll be live to air at 9 p.m. this Friday. It's all pre-recorded, but it'll be a broadcast at 9 p.m., 9 to 10 p.m. So it's all done in an hour. So it's not like one of those academies that goes 8 hours. short, sharp and sweet and informative and fun.
That was First Nations Project Officer from the Australia Council for the Arts, Michael Hutchings.